Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
In the traffic coming from Rivonia Road into the Buccleuch Interchange N1 northbound, there's a stationary truck causing a bit of trouble there.
The organisation on doing tax abuse has called for the cancellation of the driving licence card machine contract awarded to French firm Demia and Security SA. The organisation raised concerns about irregularities in the bidding process and significant budget overruns. The Gauteng Portfolio Committee on Community Safety has welcomed the new cooperation agreement aimed at enhancing crime-fighting efforts across municipalities. The agreement promotes collaboration in crime prevention and law enforcement. And the SACP has condemned the unlawful seizure of a Venezuelan aircraft by the United States. The party has also criticized the US for what it describes as the act of piracy and violation of international law.
Business news brought to you by Standard Bank. Unlock financial growth with a money market select investment account offering up to 5.25% interest and guaranteed capital.
When you're growing your money, you need to make the right choices. That's why at Standard Bank Private, we offer the best of everything. Our offshore investments are award-winning. We'll give you the best Forex rates around. As SA's biggest home loan provider, we offer unmatched expertise. And you'll have access to the best financial planners and bankers. So why not visit standardbank.co.za to join Africa's best private bank today? Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
Now for the latest business news. To tell us more on how the markets performed internationally, here's Kyle Kutsia from Cotties and Capital.
Today's US non-farm payrolls was the most anticipated economic data of the week. America's economy added 142,000 jobs in August, which is lower than the 164,000 that the market was expecting, but also better than July's revised number of 89,000, which sent the markets into a tailspin at the start of August. Traders are still undecided if the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates by 25 basis points or 50 basis points at their September meeting.
What about local business news? Kutsi has the latest.
African Rainbow Minerals reported a 43% drop in headline earnings for the year ending June, primarily due to lower platinum group metal and coal prices. Back in 2022, African Rainbow Minerals had announced a 14.5 billion rand investment in two platinum projects, anticipating a rebound in platinum demand, which subsequently didn't materialize.
The dollar's trading at 17 Rand 88, a euro at 19 Rand 81, and a pound at 23 Rand 46. Gold's trading at $2,492.23 per fine ounce. I'm Chanel September, back with more news at 7.
Rugby news up first. Skipper Scott Barrett says that New Zealand are braced for an aerial battle with veteran playmaker Andre Pollard and Willie LaRue starting for the Springboks tomorrow. The All Blacks will field a fresh back three for the first ever rugby championship game between the old foes at the Cape Town Stadium, with the versatile Will Jordan at fullback. Sivu Reese and Mark Talia will be on the wings. England captain Jos Buttler has been ruled out of the upcoming T20 international series against Australia, with Phil Salt coming in to lead the side. The 33-year-old wicketkeeper batsman has not played since the T20 World Cup in June because of a calf injury, and recently set back and extended his layoff as well. Salt, who deputised for Buttler in the Manchester Originals season for the 100 tournament, will lead England for the first time in Southampton on the 11th of September. And switching codes now to Test cricket, where England are playing against Sri Lanka. The score at the moment, 198-3, with Harry Brook and Ollie Pope, the captain, still there on 88. Harry Brook has just gotten to the crease after the dismissal of Joe Root, so still going pretty well there, the English in that match. Jessica Pegula, well, she scripted an astonishing comeback just in the nick of time to defeat Karolina Muchova to get into the US Open final, her first Grand Slam final, and she's going to be taking on the big-hitting Arina Sabalenka for the title. And